Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friday it is, the 17th of April. Let's hear it for Friday. Why is it that people get so excited about Friday, though? I don't get excited about Friday. It's just another day. But people who don't like what they're doing or who are tired of what they're doing seem to think Friday is the day. I don't have to go to work Saturday. Don't have to go to work on Sunday. And then Monday comes around. How do we ever build this calendar? I'm Doug and there's Ken. And, hi, how do we ever build this calendar? Why do you suppose, how is it that we have these sort of arbitrary and somewhat capricious standards for when we work and how we work? Why Monday through Friday? Well, it used to be Monday through Saturday. Unless you're a farmer, it's every day. Where this, anybody know where this came from?
Well, I think when we got the 40-hour work week, I think that's what happened.
But why Monday through Friday? Why not Saturday through Wednesday?
Religious reasons, I'm sure.
There we go. Okay. Top 10 talk topics this week, according to talkers.com. We have a poll every weekend listing the 10 items on the talk radio review. And we're asking you to tell us which one is the most important one to you. Is it the presidential race? Kenny's got some interesting comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. What do you have from people who are examining some of the already declared candidates?
John says, Hillary is smart and tough, and she's got my vote in 2016.
Smart and tough. Hope and change. Smart and tough. Okay, that's good. If there isn't a good Republican candidate, I'll vote for Hillary. What else?
Sheila says, Hillary comes out promising to be a champion of the suffering and downtrodden that she and her party created.
I'm not sure that's 100% accurate, but I think you could go back through a string of votes over the last 100 and some odd years. Well, maybe not 100 years. Go back to the FDR White House from 1932 on through the 60s especially. Not much of us during Clinton, but man, during this last 6 or 7 years, yeah, you can make a pretty good argument for that. Yeah. All right, what else?
Paul says, the best thing Mitt Romney did for the party was decide not to run. If he had run, it would have hurt Jeb Bush. Eventually, though, it will all just come down to who has the most money.
It's always the way it is, especially with all the corruption now. People are beginning to take note, make noise, as well we all ought to be, with regard to the complete corruption in our system. Not partial, complete corruption in our system. But how else can you draw another conclusion when you look at all the money flowing in from these special interest groups that the Supreme Court has said is okay? How is that okay? Never mind whether you're looking at the law. How about just in terms of common sense? What do you think is going to happen when the Koch brothers throw $1 billion at whatever campaigns they want to? It's their right to do it. But does that mean it's okay? Does that mean it's just, it's fair? Yeah. All right, next.
Tony says, I'm waiting for the Sarah Palin Donald Trump ticket.
There's muscle in that. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Jennifer's off today. We have actually Molly Page will start with us full time on Monday. A few other surprises up my sleeve. Hopefully they will be of interest to those of you who are looking for people who are smart and want to hear what there is going on in the minds of others. Who do you agree with? Who do you disagree with? I got a couple of notes yesterday from people who missed Jennifer. Jennifer is becoming increasingly busy because of her own business, and that's why she has not been able to be with us as much as she used to be, because she just has too many obligations. But that doesn't mean I don't want her here. It just means we have to keep, we're struggling, we're dividing up her time, as it were. All right, Kenny, what other comments have you?
Seth says, Rand Paul is the only one I like for now, but Gary Johnson is an even better candidate if he runs again for the Libertarian Party.
Gary Johnson, man, I haven't heard that name for a while. Gary Johnson. Oof. I just want to go back to Jennifer for a second. The reason I said what I did about her is because there were a number of people who were sending in comments yesterday about Jennifer, and I forgot what the question. You posted something about Jennifer, and there was a gun in the picture at Facebook, right?
Yeah. Jennifer had posted on Facebook a picture. She had a shooting event last weekend, and she posted a picture of herself.
Let's clarify that. She was
she was hosting
she does a local show in Los Angeles, and so there was some kind of deal to have Jennifer host a bunch of gun nuts, and she brought the guns apparently, and there was a picture of her with a gun, and I think did it look awkward? I didn't see it. Did she look awkward holding the gun?
No, she looks good.
Really?
She looks like she knows what she's doing.
Women with arms. Call to arms. All right, what other comments do you have? If we want to move off of the presidential thing and move into Aaron Hernandez, that seems to be getting a lot of attention.
Sure. Joseph says Hernandez will spend the rest of his life behind bars, and he's earned every day that he'll be locked up.
How do you know that, sir? How do you know he has earned every day? The case, I'm just acting as devil's advocate here, because there wasn't a lot of information. There wasn't a lot of anything in this trial, the circumstantial evidence, proof. I admit to you that he looks guilty as hell, and if I were on the jury, I probably would have voted with the majority and convicted him. But still, in all, it doesn't bring around the answer to the question, where's the beef? Because there really wasn't a whole lot of beef.
Well, I think one of the worst things that happened was his own lawyer, in his closing statement, said that he was there at the shooting, and that makes him guilty by association.
Yep. The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, do you think the jury made the right decision in finding Hernandez guilty? 67% of you said yes. 20% of you said, I didn't follow the trial. Let's see here. 5% want to know who Aaron Hernandez was. 3% said, I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't say I don't know. I'm not sure. And 4% said, nope, there was no proof, only circumstantial evidence. And I wonder sometimes if our system doesn't just get carried away by, A, what's going on in the news media, and B, what it is that you think based on not necessarily anything but what your gut tells you. I wonder how many, when I was a foreman, I've been on, I don't know, four or five juries in my adult life, and I was, the last one I was on, I was the foreman, and I had made up my mind about 15 minutes in, and the trial lasted all day. We were in court 8.5 hours, and then we went into the room to decide whether she was guilty or not guilty, and we all pretty much had done the same thing. By the first hour or so, I can tell by looking at the body language of the people that were on the jury with me, that they'd all pretty much come to the same conclusion, that the prosecutor, the people from the prosecutor's office had bumbled the case badly, made a mess of it, and it was just kind of over at that point. Yeah, you gotta listen to all this stuff, but we had made up our mind. Is that bad to admit? I don't know whether it is or isn't, but I'm just telling you. And those are the foibles, and those are the facts, and that's how juries work. Right? I mean, that's how the human condition is. That's how we think. That's what you're looking for, right? A jury of your peers. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid prefinished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
Ken Kessler. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, who owns you? Do you think anybody owns you? Do you think your wife owns you? Do you think the bank owns you? Do you think I own you? Who owns you?
I think there's a lot of contenders parceled
really?
Out. Lots of people have a piece.
There are a lot of people who don't realize that the debt the United States carries is in the hands of a country that hasn't carried this much of our debt for quite a while. Most everybody, I would think, if you went up and down the street, if I sent Molly Page up and down the street, which is what I'm going to start doing next week, do a man in the street thing, what do you think about XYZ? And the question would be, in this circumstance, who owns most of the United States debt? What would you say, Kenny?
China.
Okay. China. Nope. Japan now
really?
Owns more U.S. government debt than any other country. China has been the top foreign holder of U.S. debt for the past 6 years, but Japan inched ahead a couple of months ago. For those who are keeping score, the Treasury Department says Japan owns $1.2 trillion in government securities compared with $1.1 for China. And when you get right down to it, what's a few billion among friends, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
No big deal. There's some good news here from the bipartisan. We had three good things going on this week in terms of bipartisanship. If those of you who think bipartisanship is cool, some of you are so hardcore, you can't stand the other party, and you're just, it's anathema to you when there's a deal. But the third deal this week allows the president to move forward on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade, which involves the U.S. and Japan. And the reason those numbers came out this week is because people are scrutinizing what our deals are with these various countries that are in the fast-track trade pact. Japan, number one. China, number two, Vietnam, Canada, Mexico, and seven other Pacific Rim nations. How does that affect you? Well, it may make what you buy in some cases more expensive, in other cases less expensive. But this, most people agree this is actually a fairly good thing. 21 after on Good Day.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had somebody fine wine.
Yes. To the world. Why not? Let's have a little joy and fun in our lives. This song was number one. The group Three Dog Night made it to the top of the pop music charts on this day in 1971. As a matter of fact, this song, the reason I'm bringing it up, is not unusual for a pop song to get to number one, but this song stayed on the top of the Billboard charts for 6 weeks. It was number one. That's quite a hit, Kenny. Number one for six weeks. Good job. Three Dog Night. They're still out and about, aren't they? They still make a concert appearance here and there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who's in the band.
It's the same, right, yeah. Right, okay. I know one thing. There is usually a smile to be had if you spend enough time listening to some of the monologues in these late night shows. I wish Conan O'Brien would do one thing. Stop with the hand thing. It's annoying. Other than that, he's funny, but he's nervous. And it comes across, doesn't it seem that way to you? Do you watch him? He just seems nervous. And all of that clapping of his hands and when he's doing this, it's annoying. But the stuff that he says is funny, as we can tell by listening to this.
The first McDonald's opened 60 years ago. Yeah, a McDonald's spokesman said, "We're proud to say that in 60 years our burgers haven't changed and neither have our workers' wages." 60 cents an hour, I think. Speaking of income, Hillary Clinton in the news. Hillary Clinton is making income inequality a central theme in her campaign. Yeah, for example, today she pointed out that her husband makes $300 million a year. She has to get by on $200 million a year. And that's not fair. Yeah.
That's not really accurate either, by the way, for those.
No.
They may be worth $300 million together, which is nothing to sneeze at, but that's a little bit beyond the beyond. Here is late-late Mr. Corden joking about a stripper school.
A stripper school in Florida was shut down when neighbors complained that it was too loud. Now, this worries me a lot, guys, because we must not have untrained strippers running loose on the streets, no idea what they're doing, giving lap jobs and hand dances. These women have to complete their training, guys. It is important.
All right, keeping a focus on the family here. Ellen DeGeneres from her program yesterday during midday. She's got a midday afternoon show a lot of people like to watch. Commenting on the campaign to put a woman on the $20 bill.
There is a campaign to get a woman on the front of the $20 bill. Pardon my French, but it's about darn time. I think that's French. The campaign to get a woman on the 20 was started by an organization called Women on the 20s. They didn't spend a lot of time on the name of their organization. And they want the president to approve it within the next 5 years. I think it can happen faster than that, because I got myself on the cover of O Magazine within a year. And that's, you know... Right now, Andrew Jackson is on the 20. He was our 7th president. He's been on there for 87 years, and there are no women on any paper bills. There are women on 2 U.S. coins right now. But I think I can speak for all women when I say we can do more than feed meters. I think so.
Doing more than feeding me. All right, quick cut from Wendy Williams' program answering an audience member's question about pressure from her family to have children.
Me and my husband just got married in January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But family and friends are pressuring us to have kids. We kind of want to travel and see the world, but they're kind of really pressuring us. So how do we get them to back off without hurting their feelings?
Feelings must be hurt. You know, you can't have it both ways. First of all, do you ever want kids? Or you
don't really know.
Okay, you're not sure.
Yeah.
So you want to travel the world, and I think that's fine. But you'll just have to tell your family and be very emphatic so that they don't keep asking you the same thing.
Okay.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, will hardliners in both the United States and Iran upend the Obama nuclear deal?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Will hardliners in both the United States and Iran upend the Obama nuclear deal?
Yeah, they may well, because they're going to make a political judgment about this. They're going to take the temperature of their party and their constituents, and they will meddle in this sort of thing. Given the fact that Congress have been so incompetent in getting anything done and in addressing major problems that this country and indeed the world have, I would hesitate to allow them to interfere with something as delicate as a negotiation with a country like Iran, which is being participated in, by the way, by a number of other nations. It's not just us.
As politically split as it is, and these are Democrats of rank, as you've noted, what Obama should do is let them review it, and if they vote against it, then he can say that he tried, because in the end, this is just a game, a waiting game. And the mullahs are in their 80s, and the largest cohort of the population in Iran is under 30. So I do think this is a waiting game, and Obama can get political points, if you will, for trying, even if he doesn't succeed.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not for us, though. Well, maybe for Kenny, but Kara and I. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington at the moment. She and I will be here tomorrow. We're going to work through a story that's actually quite good. Those of you who are interested in businesses that lend a helping hand, this is one of my, this is not a pet peeve, but one of the things that I think most important about our lives is that we give, we take, we get. We have other people helping us, so how is it that we help others? You know, the old business, what goes around comes around. And it doesn't necessarily, doesn't mean that you have to give back to the people that give to you. But if you give, then you will receive. This is not a biblical program, and I certainly am not a biblical scholar, but I will tell you, in my own life, I believe 100% that when you help others, it helps you. And that's not the reason to do it, but it usually works that way. So we're going to hear a story about that in a few minutes on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, here is the way to improve safety in the air. Maybe we need to remove the pilots from planes. How many times Kenny, over the years you've worked with me, have you heard me talk about the fact that sooner or later, airlines will not have pilots in the planes? That Boeing will build a plane that doesn't need someone in the cockpit. They'll control it from the ground the same way they do the drones over in Iraq or wherever they are. This considered a radical idea decades ago, but not so fast, especially after people have been ruminating about the crash of that flight by the co-pilot into the side of the mountain. So the debate has surfaced once again over jets being flown by people who are on the ground. Some have suggested allowing authorities to ground, on the ground to take control of planes if there seems to be something wrong. Now, this is in the works at the moment, apparently. Taking control, because they have all of this stuff. You can, if you have the ability to control other vehicles that are in the sky, why can't you control a commercial airliner? Of course you can. All kinds of, frankly, when you hear stories about planes that land during horrible weather conditions, many times the planes land successfully, not because the pilot knew what he or she was doing, but because the people on the ground could, in some instances, if not take control, but they could certainly tell the pilot, okay, you got to bank to the left, you got to slow down to 230 knots, you have this problem over on the other side. You see that picture of the plane that got hit by lightning last week?
Yeah.
What do you think was going on in the cockpit of that plane? Those two pilots that are literally about 4 feet away from where the lightning hit the plane, what do you think they would? How much underwear changing you think went on?
Exactly.
After that deal. So if we had nobody, then no one would have to change their underwear. Maybe a few of the passengers had to. Who thinks this is a good idea? 888-302-3684. I do not think it's a good idea, but I'm happy to have people talk about it because it makes interesting folks, especially on technology. No matter how tragic the deaths of the passengers and crew were, this is an anomaly. This is not something that happens. Flying every year becomes safer. Do you know that last year more than 3 billion people got onto an airplane? There were 34 million flights last year. How many crashes? In the last three decades, the number of crashes caused by pilots was 10. Got it? In 30 years, only three crashes were actually caused by pilot error. The rest of them were caused by the other things that went on, natural events, but only 10 flights in the last 30 years have gone down because the pilots didn't know what the heck they were doing. Or they wanted, like the guy a couple of weeks ago, wanted to crash the plane. So is this a wise investment of air safety dollars? How much more is your ticket going to cost on a commercial airliner? I'd rather get into the plane, look to the left, and see a guy who obviously knows what he is doing, or see a woman more and more. There are women who are going into the left-hand seat. That's A-okay. It's probably better because women are better at detail than men are. So the newest jets are capable, apparently. The 787 is capable of being re-engineered to fly by itself, so says Boeing. Do they want to do it? No. Do pilots want to do it? No. Do the airlines want to do it? No. There's something just wrong about getting into a plane and not having anybody sit there, and it takes off, and wait a minute, who's flying this plane? Some 23-year-old kid who just graduated from college and also the War Games stuff on the Wizzo MTV video game thing. That's how they train. You know how many pilots in the Air Force that run these things down in Tampa, which is where most of the drones are flown that are over in the Middle East? These are the kids, men and women, sitting at a control computer with a joystick. That's what you got. I'm sure that many of them. I remember when I went to Baghdad, we landed, when I went over there, geez, it's been 5 years now, went over there and we flew, American gave us a 767, we flew 67 of us on a mission of mercy over to Baghdad. And we had to go to Kuwait because obviously who's going to be dumb enough to land, you talk about a target. Okay, there's an American Airlines 767. Let's have a little fun with that. So we went to Kuwait, and then one of those cargo planes came and picked us up. And the crew bringing us over to Iraq, which was about an hour's ride, and back, were women. All seven people in the plane going in both directions were women in the Air Force. The oldest was 29. All right? And do they know how to fly? Absolutely. And I said to the pilot, I sat up in the cockpit with Tony Orlando on both, because we both were fascinated by it. So he was one of the people that went along as a celebrity. We both sat up in the cockpit and watched. When we went in, it was dark. The night, when we went in, we stayed, I think, 4 or 5 days. And when we went in, under cover of darkness. And we were sitting in the pilot, the cockpit of one of these C, whatever it is the same as a 747. So I said to the lady who was, and she happened to be from New Hampshire, I can't remember her name now, wonderful, wonderful person, and she was a great pilot. So there's all this stuff, these lines on the radar scopes. There are two of them, and you see all these lines, and we're banking left and banking right and going sharply down and up. And I said, what are we doing? Why are we banking around? You know, I'm sitting in the cockpit on the floor, and we don't have any, neither Tony or I had any seatbelts on. So we're bouncing around. I said, tell me what's going on with these lines. Oh, those are the drones. They can't see. They don't have peripheral vision over in Tampa. They can only see what's right in front of them. So we have to dodge them. And that's what we're playing, dodge them with the drones that are flying all over the place over Baghdad. And so I'm thinking about that as I see this story that surfaced this week about people thinking we ought to have unoperated, if there's a word, unpiloted planes. Thanks, but no thanks. But maybe some of you have a different opinion. You're welcome to express it. 888-302-3684. Please don't do this. This is just not, it doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good at all. Okay. Let's think about and focus on a problem that many of you have with your hairline. How is your hair doing? I have some great news, amazing news, actually. You can get ready for summertime by providing yourself with the means to get a thicker, fuller head of hair. So if your hair is thinning and you've had a tough winter, every time you run a brush or a comb through your hair, you pick up a lot of hair. Goes down the sink, goes down the drain. Don't like it. So why don't you pick up the phone and give Provia a call, P-R-O-V-I-A. Give Provia a call at 800-525-8319. Why would that be a good idea, you ask? Well, this product, Provia, is the first natural hair thinning treatment that is shown to work on the three main causes of your hair thinning. What happens is the hair falls out as a normal course, like you change your cellular structure all over your body. Hair falls out. And if you have used cheap shampoos, you plug up the pores in your scalp so the hair can't grow back again until you clean out the pores. That's what Provia does. And then there's an agent in it that thickens your hair so it looks that much more attractive. Have that natural hair look by calling 800-525-8319. It works miracles for so many people. The results are incredible. You'll be talking about it. You'll feel like a new person. It is a superb product, and you can order it now only by calling 800-525-8319. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive it is, how well it works, or your money back. Upgrade to priority shipping free. Mention Doug Steffen. Order Provia now. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319. We're going to talk about another solution for losing your hair in a matter of moments. So stand by for that. 16 before the hour. This is Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now,
now during our More Power to You sales event. You can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This MultiView report is brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women across the country will race in the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event in New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today Show will host and run the race, and Olympian Dina Castor will compete for the third consecutive year, hoping to defend both the course and event record she set in 2014. In celebration of Earth Day, the event has teamed up with Athletes for a Fit Planet to enhance their efforts to produce an environmentally responsible event by taking their pledge of sustainability. Elizabeth Goodman, artist editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
The More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon attracts thousands of strong, determined women, from novice runners to elite athletes who are racing toward a better, stronger, healthier version of themselves. I'm inspired by each and every participant and look forward to celebrating their accomplishments on race day.
For more information, visit morefitnesshalf.com.
Hi friends, it's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint for exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last and last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. We've asked Danielle Grillo to join us this morning for a few minutes to talk about a mission that she's on. She has a business called Transition Hair Solutions in Wall Township, New Jersey. So a lot of people who are in that area listening to this program may know already of Danielle and her work. You might want to check out her website, TransitionHairSolutions.com. This is a good business story, and it's also a story about a good person who's helping people who may not otherwise be able to get help. This is for people who have lost their hair because of some medical problem, Danielle, right?
Yes, it is.
So what happened? How did you start doing this?
Well, I got into the business just about 20 years ago now. I was a hairdresser, and I was experiencing a bit of thinning myself.
Yeah.
So upon doing some research, I wound up working with somebody, which led me to now owning my own studio.
But what connected you to the people who are in need, who need a lot of cancer patients who go through chemotherapy, lose their hair, or for other reasons or other medical conditions, and you started as a business making wigs and things for them, right?
Yes, I did. That's how it began. I just noticed that there was a need for, they need somewhere to go. They need something because their hair isn't coming back in a lot of cases. And so I just did research into what products were out there for these types of people. And it did become a mission because I just want to help them out because it's bad enough to have to go through something, whether it's a sickness or an illness.
Yeah. Are you normally an empathetic person? Would you describe yourself?
Yeah, somebody came up to you.
Well, you know, some people are and some people aren't. Some people get it, some people don't. Some people don't understand themselves, really. But it sounds to me like you have great empathy.
Yes, I do. I really, really, truly, I care about all my clients. And I really listen to all their stories, and they mean something to me.
So how much of this is something that you actually get paid for, and how much of it is you giving pro bono to fit clients that need this sort of help?
Well, what happens is obviously it's a business, so I do, you know, it is a service I provide to people, but I will absolutely try to find the best solution for everyone's budget. I'm not looking to, you know, go steal things from people. It's a matter of helping people and trying them to get the right solution. I also do the pro bono work because I feel things, I feel so strongly that somebody needs something and I want to go help them, because they're, what they're doing is trying to get awareness out. So they're willing to put themselves out there to the public. So in my eyes, I say, well, why don't I just do this for them for free? Because they're giving up part of themselves for other people.
So you travel all around the world to help people, right?
Yes, I do what I can. If there's, you know, a situation that I can be of help, then I would absolutely put myself out there to do that.
Mm. See, this is the kind of thing that I just, there's, you're an extraordinary woman who does an extraordinary thing, doesn't take a lot of credit for it, and it may be that you don't need a lot of credit in order to keep doing it, but it's a story that does have some value, because I think we all have to be giving back. I was explaining that earlier on, and I think that's part of it. I think we all need to be successful. We all need to try to find our success, find what we're really good at, but in this circumstance, I think that you set a standard that's worth paying attention to, and that's why I wanted to spend a few minutes with you here on our program. Danielle Grillo, her website is transitionhairsolutions.com. Maybe she can help you out one way or another. She's helped out a lot of other people, and so it's laudable. Congratulations, Danielle. Thank you for being here on me. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now 53 after the hour. I think we need to get a regular sort of a theme for Greg Stebbin, who's here, the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. I think we should have some text. I'm going to leave that to you, Kara. Do some work on that, if you wouldn't mind. Greg Stebbin is here. One of the things that we were just pondering off the air, the whole business, those of you who were listening earlier in the half hour, we were talking about the idea that some people have to improve airline safety, get rid of the pilots. I can't think of anything less safe, frankly. And I didn't even bring up, Greg, the fact that it would seem to me that if you're sitting on the ground in a bunker and you've got a computer and a joystick, and somebody from Russia or China or who knows where decides they want to hack into your computer and send a few planes into the Pacific, what's going to stop them? That would be where I would stop before we went too far with whatever development ideas some people have for making planes pilotless. What say you?
humans are very useful.
Yeah. Well, there's always a human error thing.
Yes. Unpredictable, yes.
Look at all of the money that's being spent to build, and this is going to be apparently, this is a fait accompli, we'll be riding around in cars that don't have any drivers. We will not drive anymore. We will be driven. We'll sit in car, you put six people in a car, no steering wheel, no controls, nothing.
Well, and that's a whole other bit. I was about to go there, too, because it's a very similar set of circumstances. Part of the problem, if you take the conversation down to driverless cars, is how do you, if that's going to happen, which I think it will, what's the transition period look like when you have some people driving cars and some people having the, you know,
bumper car.
There's going to be some chaos, or, you know, some have proposed that we have separate sets of roads, some for driverless cars and some for driverless
cars. There you go.
So let's build a whole other set of roads. So it's the airline thing, humans are good. That being said, I'm sure there's always things we can do to improve. But I have a very good friend who's a pilot. He's an international passenger airline pilot.
Yeah.
And he is very upset because every year they put more technology in the cockpit.
Right.
And he is able to fly the plane less.
Yes, yeah.
And he was trained in the day where pilots actually knew how to fly a plane.
Yeah.
Says and the new guys and gals don't.
Right. That is the real problem. I think you're right about that. Interesting observation. Okay. In a moment, Greg is going to help you understand whether or not your children's Legos could make you rich. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Legos! Man, this is out of left field. I don't know. I'm thinking about all the Legos that my son had. My daughter couldn't stand them. My son had them all over the place. You step on them, go down the toilet, whatever. Oh, and they're supposed to be fun. There are these Lego stores. So how do people make a lot of money with Legos?
So I got this call from a friend of mine's 15-year-old son a few weeks ago, and he said, "Mr. Stebbin, I was wondering if I could ask you for some business advice." And he went on to explain to me that he, at 15, has become a bit of an expert on the value of Legos, which I didn't know Legos had any value. My experience is like yours. I step on them and they hurt. So he explained to me that there's collectors, and some Legos are really valuable. So he goes on Craigslist, he goes to garage sales, he goes on eBay. He knows what to buy. He, classic business story here, he buys low and sells high. He's got a business.
Right.
Really smart, because not only did he call me to tell me this, but he wasn't really asking my advice. He really wanted capital. He wanted to know if I would invest in his small business.
Wow.
You know, if he had more money, he could buy more Legos. He could sell more Legos. He could make more money. And all of a sudden, the bell went off in my head. I remembered a story I read recently about a 15-year-old kid in Boston who, with the help of his father, started his own candy company. And then I remembered a story I read about a 15-year-old in New Jersey who started her own social network. It grew so fast she had to hire her older brothers, and 6 years later, all three of them were millionaires. And I realized this is a great thing to teach your kids, including how to manage money. And the whole way we manage money online has changed and has been revolutionized.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating concept and a good way to teach children how to become responsible. Good thoughts.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.